Bitcoin, Venmo, PayPal, Zelle. With so many payment options, the choice can be overwhelming. Introducing Cash. Lightweight and durable, Cash is not only an easy way to compensate someone you owe, it's untraceable. And that's not all. It can also be coiled for snorting, tucked into a G-string.
A little something for you, Cookie.
Wow, a dollar? I got kids.
Or balled up and thrown into the face of your opponent who just sank the eight ball on the break.
Here's your stinking money.
Cash. It's everywhere you want to be, but don't want to be found.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Welcome back.
I'm going to the dentist.
Today is National Dentist Day.
I'm for a trip to the dentist.
32% of adults have untreated cavities.
I don't want to go dentist.
You're not going to the dentist.
When do I get to go to the dentist?
Open your mouth and say, Let's get the show started.
Come on, let's see those pearly whites.
It's showtime.
The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How does that work? How does the magic of Alexa happen? How do we get our live show and our feature channel from here, the studio, into the Alexa device? And then how do you get it out of the Alexa device into your ear holes? Well, it's really, really easy. You just enable the skill. You do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then you can listen to our live show and our feature channel anytime. Well, you can listen to the live show between 8 and 11. But you can listen to the feature channel 24/7, 365. It is chock full of great modern alternatives, some vintage tunes like that one you just heard in the show open. Stuff from the 80s, even stuff from the 70s. And 90s and then new stuff that is just breaking, and even local musicians that don't get airplay anywhere else, they get airplay here on Radio 434. So you can listen to the live show between whenever, midday, 8-ish to 11-ish, 9-ish to noon, whenever. I'm sorry I'm running late today. My apologies. And next week is our birthday week, okay? So it's, yeah, Tab and I both share a birthday, all right? We both so it's technically not like sharing. It's more like she has taken over and my birthday needs go over there somewhere, and her birthday needs. Anyway, so take two. So it's our birthday, and that's next week. It's our birthday week, and so we're going to do the show, but I'm probably not going to do much else after that. I'll come in, I'll do the show, I'll leave, and that's probably going to be the way it goes. All next week. So no mic'd up pop-up concert next week, but we will be back the week after, and I've got some exciting folks that we're contacting to pop in on Thursdays in March and April. And April, man, oh man, we've got so much going on in April. We've got our Three for Madness Festival. That is on April 19th. It's a Saturday at Three Roads. Two great bands. We'll tell you a little bit more about that. But anyway, I digress. We're in the show open. So you get the live show and the feature channel on Alexa. You can also go to Radio radio434.com. You can listen to the live show and the feature channel. And you can get our podcast on Alexa. That's a repack of the live show. It drops usually around noon. And it's so much easier to get because you say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can find the Mike Show VA if you search that on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, wherever you get your podcasts. And you can even go to our website, radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find the link to the podcast. We have been producing a podcast now for years and years and years, so it's like years worth of content. It's like our virtual time machine. And you can watch our show segments on Facebook Live, although we just got notification that those videos are not going to live in Purple Patootie anymore. They're clearing house, I guess, with their servers. And so videos will be deleted after 30 days. So if you want to catch the content that we produce in a month, you can do that and do that on our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA. So now that brings us to our brand new app that's going to be dropping in April. Because, again, April's a big month. It's our 10th anniversary of Radio 434. And so we got a brand new app to celebrate. And that app's going to be dropping towards the end of April. Hopefully, we'll have a beta test in a week or two. But the app will feature the live channel, all of our on-demand content as well. So there will be links to the podcast. There will be links to our videos, and we'll have our own video server at this point, because if Facebook's going to, and that's fine. Facebook was never ever going to be our primary platform anyway. I actually have the domain themikeshow.co, and because we couldn't afford the M, so that was going to be our primary platform for video. But it just worked out so much easier to just pop things up on Facebook Live and just leave it there, and people could go to the Facebook page and they could watch it anytime they wanted to. But now with the switch up and the way that Facebook is going to be doing things, it makes sense now for us to have our own video server. So there will be no loss of videos, and you can go back in time just like you can with our audio stuff. That will all be on the app, including our mic'd up pop-up concert series from Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg, Three Roads Brewing Company, and our test drive interviews. We just recorded a brand new test drive interview yesterday with Heather Allen from the Arc of Central Virginia. That's going to be dropping this week. And you'll be able to find that on our Facebook page at The Mike Show VA. But then moving forward, once we have the new app, you'll be able to watch our test drive interviews from CMA's Honda of Lynchburg right on the app. All the other places are staying the same. We're still going to distribute our content everywhere else, everywhere you get the content now. But when you get the new app, everything will be on the new app. So it'll be centrally located and easy to find. It's been a long time coming. All right, coming up on today's program, we have Will Cloud. He's going to be joining us for Theatre Thursday. He's got a new musical that he wrote, produced, directs, stars in, very Mel Brooks-ish. We're going to talk about that. It's going to be at Commerce Street Theater on March 21st. You can learn more, but stick around for the show segment. We also have Kayla. Kayla's going to be joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. And she's got Tony from the Bedford Urban Garden, or also known as Bug. And you can learn all about Bug and what it does and how you can get involved. And plus the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce has an upcoming event in April, a big one. It's their job fair, so we'll talk about that. I gotta share this. I am not comfortable in public restrooms. I'm fine to go number one. All right, but absolutely, positively not for.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Not at all. So we're going to talk about this. But this headline reads: 53% of Americans want public bathroom stalls with no gaps, no gaps in the door whatsoever. All right, so we're going to talk about this and our top list, top things you never want to hear in a public bathroom. All right, that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is your federal government with some long-awaited guidance on all this bathroom confusion. Because when accessing public restrooms, there's a proper way to use the facilities. When entering, you do the handle with your elbow, then push the door with your butt, right? Good way to avoid touching the germs on the handle. I mean, that's just common sense right there. Next, go to the stall and avoid that useless paper seat cover altogether. It's always the wrong shape. Who designed that thing? Does it ever fit? It always rips off or falls into the water. Just hover a few inches above the bowl. It'll help build up your thigh muscles. Now turn around and flush with your foot. Careful not to slip on that slick floor. Now unlock the stall with your knuckles and go wash your hands. Don't worry, no germs on the faucet handle. 40% of your fellow Americans don't wash their hands anyway. Apparently they feel secure leaving the restroom with filth on their hands. Now use the paper towel to dry your hands. Wait, don't throw it away, idiot. Just use that same paper towel to open the bathroom door and leave. Rookie mistake. Come on, man. Unless they only have hand blowers, now you're stuck there until somebody else arrives or leaves. You creeper. Oh, hey, did you leave your cell phone on the toilet paper dispenser? Ew.
Mike Show, you creeper.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Anyway, yeah, so that basically sums it up, how I enter and leave a public restroom. I am a bit of a germaphobe. I am not quite Howie Mandel-ish, but as far as public restrooms go, yes, I am. I do really appreciate the fist bump. The fist bump. Come on, guys. That's just,
ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
That's so terrible. Just
in the butt talk.
No, the fist bump. Instead of, okay, have you ever just come out of the restroom, you've washed your hands, okay, and then you run into someone and they like try to shake your hand. And my hand is still moist, okay? Or you've shaken somebody else's hand who's come out of the restroom, and it's,
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah, I am not quite Howie Mandel-ish when it comes to, you know, when it comes to germs, but I am a bit of a germaphobe. I'm a little OCD about things as well, and I am just, you know, the public restroom, man, it's I'll use it. for number one, no problem. But definitely not number two. Unless it's like a dire, dire emergency. I mean, a serious, you know, then yeah, sure, I guess.
What a delicious task that is. Yes,
it really is. All right. Anyway, so a new poll found 72% of Americans don't feel like they have enough privacy in public bathroom stalls because someone could peek in those little gaps in the door at any moment, or somebody's jiggling the handle. 53% of people say we should eliminate the gaps in the bathroom stall doors. 54% also prefer it when the door goes all the way to the ground, like your own little cubicle, your own little wash closet, or water closet, as they call it over in the WC.
Hello!
Yeah. Here are two more things people in the survey asked for. 86% wish bathrooms in high traffic areas had a display outside that showed how many stalls were open. Huh. So, like, okay, at the airport or whatever, or the train station. So, kind of a way parking garages do it. 47% would also add timers to the top of each stall so you can see how long somebody's been in there. And then shame them for it. No, or you would just be like, I'm not going in there. Anyway, there are public restrooms in China.
Hello.
Hi. That already have stall timers installed. It's only a matter of time before it expands. But anyway, that brings us to our top list. With 53% of us wishing public restrooms, the stalls didn't have gaps in the doors. And 45% prefer it when the door goes all the way to the ground. And 100% of us will agree with today's list. It's our top list today. Top things you never want to hear in a public bathroom. All right, here we go. Number one. Are we going to do just this? Okay. All right. Here we go. Number one. Top things you never want to admit. You never want to. Yeah. Take two. Top things you never want to hear in a public bathroom. Oops, missed. Top things you never want to hear in a public bathroom. Fentanyl, do your thing. Top things you never want to hear in the public bathroom. My water broke. Top things you never want to hear in the public bathroom. No toilet paper? No biggie. I'll just use the hand dryer. Top things you never want to hear in the public bathroom. I got to take a picture of this.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah, maybe. Top things you never want to hear. This is our top list today. Top things you never want to hear in the public bathroom. Hey, everybody. Am I the only one who found a camera hidden in their stall? Top things you never want to hear in the public bathroom. This is the last time I go to an Indian restaurant with a buffet. Top things you never want to hear in the public bathroom. That'll be $20, big boy. Hey, The Mike Show. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by, yes, I'm going there, Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. A study shows chewing wood may boost your memory, which unfortunately means you'll never forget how bad it felt to chew on wood. Domino's finally launched stuffed crust pizza. Now the biggest mystery in pizza is, how does Little Caesars charge $5 and still seem overpriced? Ben Affleck would reportedly like to get back together with Jennifer Garner. I say go for it, Jen. I mean, everyone deserves a 17th chance. And British singer Kiki D is 78 today. Her new duet with Elton John is called Don't Go Breaking My Hip. Goodness. No, you shut up.
Goodness.
This is not headline news.
No, it's not. The Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us on the Thursday edition of the program, or as we like to call it around here, Friday Eve. All right. Looking at the tower cam position number 4. And the fountain looks like me first thing in the morning. It's everywhere. A little windy today. Goodness gracious. It's all over the place. All right. So today is National Fast Food Day. No, check. Yep, back it up. Today, 41 years ago, President Reagan declared March 6th, well, Frozen Food Day, and called upon all Americans to observe it with appropriate ceremonies and activities. No, seriously, that's a quote. Here, let me find it. Proclamation 5157, Frozen Food Day, 1984. I know Reagan was old, but not that old. Anyway, a proclamation. The United States is blessed with an impressive array. Do you want me to do it as Reagan? All right. I don't know if I can. Well, the United States is blessed with an impressive array of agricultural products that make our food production and distribution system the envy of the world. One significant aspect of that system is the frozen food industry, which in March 1984 celebrates its 54th year of service to the people of America and the world. I can't keep doing it. So this was a proclamation 5157. There you go, Chris. Enjoy.
Me and my wife, Balloonhead, Nancy.
Anyway, so be a patriot and enjoy a frozen burrito. I said, where's my thingy? Now, this show is just derailed. All right, take two. Frozen burrito. Not everything does well in the freezer, though. According to experts, there are 10 foods you should never put in your freezer because they don't keep well. Okay, do you want to do it from the bottom up? Let's do it from the bottom up. These are foods, 10 foods that you should never put in the freezer because they don't keep well. Coffee beans, really? A lot of people do freeze coffee and coffee beans, but according to this, the freezing messes with the flavor. It can also absorb odors from other stuff in the freezer. All right, okay. Number 9 on the list, cucumbers. They get mushy and slimy because they're mostly water. Fresh herbs. It wrecks the flavor and the texture. Things that you should never put in the freezer. Potato salads with mayonnaise. It separates. Soft cheeses. Things like cream cheese and ricotta, they separate. Same goes for yogurt. Fried foods, they end up soggy and gross. Eggs in the shell.
No.
You should never, ever. The inside expands and cracks the shell. If you need to freeze eggs, because, yeah, they're expensive, whisk them first. Take them out of the shell and whisk them. Raw potatoes. Cooked potatoes freeze well, but raw ones do not. cooked pasta. It gets gummy and mushy. And then milk is number one on the list. It separates when thawed. Same goes for cream-based soups. Okay. Don't freeze those. Frozen food day. Not fast food day. Frozen food day.
I'm going to have a burrito now.
You do that, Mr. President. What else? What is this? The Harvard Business Review posted a bunch of statistics on how work meetings can give you a hangover. Not a real one, though. Meeting hangovers is a term that they use to describe the negative effects of a pointless meeting or one that's not run very well. A study found 28% of meetings cause negative effects on employees. They can leave you feeling less focused, less motivated. I get it. You tune out at some point. You just do that. And that kind of messes with your head. I almost put myself in a trance sometimes. Not from meetings regularly, you know, like not now, but from previous employment, previous organizations that I was part of. Yeah, I get it. 90% of workers, I was going to say employees, but that's workers, say it happens to them at least occasionally. The study found meeting hangovers last an average of 2 hours, but sometimes last the rest of the day or longer. Here are the top five things that can cause one. Number five, we'll do it from the bottom up. Again, it's the way I like to do it. Unequal participation, 39% said that. So only a few people talked, and they talked and talked and talked a lot. Low participation overall is next with 38%. So low or unequal participation. No actionable outcomes. You're just having a meeting to have a meeting. You talked, but you didn't accomplish much. 48% say they experience meeting hangovers because of that. Poor time management, 53%. Could have been an email. Lack of a clear agenda or clear objectives, 59%. And then number one on the list, taking too much time talking about stuff that's irrelevant. 59% said, yeah, that could cause a meeting hangover. Bosses can prevent meeting hangovers by listening more and helping the conversation along, making every minute count, ending on time, and having smaller meetings with fewer people. The top ways to recover from a work meeting hangover include taking a short break when it ends, going for a quick walk, talking things out with coworkers. The last one is risky, though. It is about making sense of the meeting. That's good, but venting too much tends to breed negativity. Then your meeting hangover can spread to other people. All right, coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts here. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Where's it at? Oh, there it is. Number one. There's a religion called, is that Mama Tata or Mama Tete? Tata?
Tata.
Tata. All right, I'll go with that. Which was founded by someone who saw a vision of Jesus riding a motorcycle. Okay. Ah, yes. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Number two, Jodie Foster speaks such perfect French that she does her own dubbing for the French versions of her movies. Number three, a study found that it takes all mammals 12 seconds to poop.
In the buttocks.
So. Oh, out. And I'm sorry, it takes me much longer until my legs fall asleep. Now, that was a small sample size, of course. Probably needs more research. Number four. The only member of ZZ Top without a beard is their drummer, whose name is Frank Beard. And then number five. Green eyes are the rarest in the world. Only about 2% of people have them. Brown eyes are the most common. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 random facts.
Yep, the Mike Show. Today's the Thursday edition. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly. LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way.
Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. That brings us Kayla from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Kayla.
Hello.
Hello. We were talking off air about how you're feeling like this is like one of the longest weeks ever. And why do we think that, maybe?
I don't know. It just seems every day seems like it should be Friday already, and it's still not Friday.
Well, and my speculation is, for me, we usually do an event on Thursday nights. We did one on Tuesday night, and then Wednesday, I felt like it should be Friday. I think it's just the change of seasons. Everybody is just gearing up and getting ready for spring, and I think we all got a little bit of spring fever.
Yes, I think so, too. We're ready for spring. We've got one of our biggest events of the year in the spring, so we're ready to go.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that in a little bit. Well, we got Tony Martin joining us, and Tony is with an organization called Bedford Urban Gardens, or also known as BUG. We're going to talk about Bedford Urban Gardens, and we're going to talk about the organization and the planning season. Speaking of spring, I think this is very, very timely. So, Tony, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, we're delighted that you are as well. Tell us about Bedford Urban Gardens.
Yeah, well, we started, this organization started in first growing season was 2015. So this is our 10th growing season. And the idea was to have a community garden where folks could raise vegetables. And the first season we had 10 beds, and now we have 53 beds. So we've grown over the years. And I want to talk a little bit about what the kinds of beds we have. We have beds for rent. And they're $50 or $60, depending on the size of the bed. I think it's one of the best deals in town because you get fertile soil, you get tools, you get water, you get a deer fence that is impenetrable and a groundhog underground fence that's impenetrable. So anybody who gardens in Bedford knows that you have to have those things.
Well, I could have definitely used all of those things for our tower sites. Back when we had tower sites and fenced in areas, we had this one great big huge groundhog, and I have no idea how that thing survived because he was absorbing all this radio RF radiation for years and years and years. But that little bugger, just he would tunnel under the tent and he would live down underneath the tower site. And yeah. I have no idea, but anyway, but I digress. It's more about gardening and less about radio. Please continue.
Yes. Well, okay. So you can rent a bed at Bug. We also have what we call giving beds. We have 11 of these, and the board of the organization manages those and grows vegetables for Bedford Christian Ministries Soup Kitchen.
Okay.
And for John Early Apartments, which is a subsidized apartment complex for people on fixed incomes. And last year, we grew 3,000 pounds of vegetables to be given to folks who don't have access to fresh produce. This is all organic, too. I should say that. The third kind of bed we have is mentor beds. We have two beds that are designated for a family that wants to learn how to garden. And we provide the beds, we provide the mentorship in the form of experienced gardeners walking them through every step of the way in the growing season. Last year was our first year doing this. We had a wonderful little family, four kids and a mom who had such fun. And anyway, we're still looking for a mentee family for 2025 growing season. And on our website, there's a application.
We have it up on the screen for the folks that are watching our Facebook Live. But for the folks that are listening, if you just go to bedfordurbangarden.wordpress.com, you'll see the link for the application for mentorship program and everything that the organization does.
That's great. Yes, indeed. Let's see. What else can I say? Bedford Urban Garden is kind of a misnomer, of course, because Bedford is a little town that's not very urban. However, we have food deserts in Bedford. You know, there are people who don't have access to fresh vegetables. And one of our missions is to do something about that and to make fresh produce available to underserved folks who maybe don't have an opportunity otherwise.
Well, that is fantastic. When did your organization start?
In 2015 was our first growing season, so this is our 10th growing season.
And how much room do you have? How much acreage?
I can't tell you in terms of acreage, but we do have 53 raised beds, and it's expanded over the years. We've had several. I'm president this year,
And
I stepped into it with some trepidation because this organization is so well organized.
Wow.
And they have a 3-year plan and we expanded. We had added 10 beds last year and moved the fence out. And there's talk of maybe having a second location somewhere else. And we have corporate sponsors and we have friends of Bug who of course, support us. We have a fundraiser every year, and we have work days. I guess I should mention that.
Yeah.
We have two coming up this month, March 22nd and March 29th, Saturday mornings, where folks, usually the renters, come and the bug board. We just get maybe 20, 30 people there spreading mulch, making sure the paths are well mulched. That's the main activity. Topping off the beds with compost. I rented a bed last year. You know, I have a garden here at home.
Okay.
And I was just so fed up with the deer crashing through my deer. I went ahead and rented a bed. And I have to say it was the easiest gardening I have ever done. I mean, the beds are full of royal oak compost, which is so soft. And you don't have to do any tilling. You just, you don't even need a shovel, really. You just can scoop with your hand, put the plant. It was, and it's very fertile soil, and the stuff just grows like crazy, and it was great.
That's tremendous. Well, again, folks can learn more if you go to bedfordurbangarden.wordpress.com. That's the website, and we will link that up on our social media on this broadcast on Facebook at The Mike Show VA. If you go to our Facebook page, we'll link that up so that folks can click on it, learn more, join your organization, and rent a bed.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
Very, very cool. Well, Tony, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. We appreciate you taking so much time and stepping into your new role with this organization.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to be here and happy to promote the work of Bug because it's well worth it.
Yeah. Very, very cool. Kayla, so you guys are busy getting things ready for upcoming events. Tell us about what you have going on.
Yeah, so we just had our legislative wrap-up event this past Tuesday. It's a hyper-local event where we bring in our state legislators to talk a little bit about what happened during the General Assembly this year. It's always a really fun event. This year was great. We had a great crowd, great breakfast by Bridge Street Cafe. But our next large event is going to be on Friday, April the 18th. From 10:30 to 2, it's going to be our 12th annual spring job fair. And this has become one of the largest job fairs in Central Virginia. Last year, we had around 45 or so businesses that were hiring. We had everything from full-time, part-time, seasonal work. Some businesses are interviewing on the spot. Some are hiring on the spot. And it's just a really great opportunity to, you know, get your name out there and get connected with lots of different businesses. Even if you aren't necessarily looking for a job right now, it's fantastic to make so many connections in one spot. So the registration is open right now for businesses to get a booth. You do not have to be a chamber member to exhibit at this event. And the registration is going to stay open until April 11th. And then for job seekers, it's free to attend. We'll have childcare provided by the Department of Social Services the day of. We'll have a professional clothing closet available. We'll have a food truck on site, coffee on site. And it'll just be a really great opportunity, again, just to make some connections, get to know some people in the area.
And this is tremendous. One of the things that I really, really enjoy about the progression of the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce over the years, Your programming has continued to and grow and become so much more substantive, and this particular event I've seen the transformation of it, and it is not just an expo with a bunch of booths and that's it. It has all kinds of things and stuff and programs and you know, if you are a business that's looking to hire, which, I mean, what business isn't looking to hire these days? And if you're looking for a job, there are a plethora of jobs that are available. And the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce makes it easy for you and shows you how and walks you through the steps. So there's tons of things to do here.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it can be kind of nerve wracking to walk into a job fair if, you know, you're looking for a job. Maybe you don't know anyone in that room. It can be kind of intimidating to walk into 50 plus employers at one time. But I'll be at the front. We'll have some chamber staff, some volunteers right at the front doors. So as soon as you walk in, you know, we'll make sure to greet you, talk with you a little bit, see if there's anything in particular that you're interested in. And we can take you directly to a booth or two and introduce you to the hiring person that's there. That way, you know, it doesn't have to be super intimidating. You'll have a personal introduction. You can have a nice casual conversation and not have to feel overwhelmed.
Very cool. And this is taking place at Jefferson Forest High School. It's Friday, April 18th from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you would like a booth, you can register if you just go to BedfordAreaChamber.com and go to their event page or click on the link for the 12th annual job fair. You can learn more. And if you're a job seeker, it's free. Well, folks, thank you so much for joining us. Kayla, do you have any other events? I probably should ask that before we bounce.
That's our big one that's coming up now, but keep your eyes peeled because we'll have our Excellence in Business Awards Gala is coming up in September, and it seems like every year we start preparing earlier and earlier. So we'll be opening nominations for our Excellence in Business Awards here probably in the next few weeks.
Okay. Looking forward to that. You can, again, learn more at BedfordAreaChamber.com. And if you're not a member of the Bedford Area Chamber, why? You need to be. You don't have to be physically located in the county or town of Bedford. It's just a group of businesses and individuals that you can network with. You can become involved with. If your goal this year is to expand your circle and increase your contacts and increase your business, this is a great opportunity for you. So look into it. BedfordAreaChamber.com. Hit up Kayla and she will take care of you. It's very affordable, by the way. Guys, thank you so much for taking time this morning. We really appreciate it. And we will talk again soon.
Thank you so much.
Great. Absolutely. See you, Tony. Bye. It is the Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. We've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition of the program, and that means it's Theatre Thursday. We spell it fancy here. Each and every Thursday, or most Thursdays, we bring you a guest from the theater world. Today is no exception. Will Cloud joining us. Will, thank you so much for taking time today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So, you are no stranger to this show. You kind of know the drill.
Yeah.
Let's jump right into it. You have an upcoming performance on, what, the 21st?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
March 21st, we're holding a public reading, free for the public, right down below us at Commerce Street Theater. Mm-hmm. It is for a brand new musical. I wrote it.
Wow.
I've been working on it for on and off for like 6 years. It's finally ready for an audience.
Fantastic.
So we're gonna finally get some people in some seats and read a script for them.
Nice. All right. So I have it up on the screen, but for folks that are listening, it's called Lost in the Flames. Tell us about this. And you have is this
is Campfire Productions a new entity, or have you had that for a while?
It is a new entity as of this year. It is a result of years of conversations with people and not wanting to put my name over the top of this musical. It was like, I didn't want it to be like, presented by Will Cloud.
Will Cloud presents.
Will Cloud presents a musical by Will Cloud. You know, it just felt too much.
No, I actually love that. I dig that. Well, it should be,
you know, one of these
starring
days,
Will Cloud, produced by Will Cloud, directed by Will Cloud.
One of these days when I'm like Alfred Hitchcock level, I'll do that. But,
It just reminds me of like Mel Brooks.
Oh yeah,
Everything starring Mel Brooks, produced by Mel Brooks, gaffed by Mel Brooks. Anyway, yeah. Well, okay. So enough about that. Hmm. Let's hear about what is this story?
Yeah.
And tell us how it all came about.
Yeah. So the basic setup of this is it's a bunch of friends who gather together in the woods, and they have a bonfire, and they tell ghost stories, and they play Dungeons and Dragons, because I'm a nerd, and they tell stories, and it's honestly a little bit inspired by people in my own life,
okay,
of like, you kind of find, because I've had this, like personally, I have a D&D party that we've played almost weekly for going on 3 years now.
Okay.
And like, those people are family.
Yeah.
It's like, so just kind of, you know, putting that into a fictional story. But yeah, so it's like kind of folk music. If you like Noah Kahan or Hozier, Mumford and Sons, you know, it's kind of that vibe, musically.
All right. So nobody gets eaten.
Nobody gets eaten.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I didn't want to spoil it or anything. If somebody does get eaten,
mm-hmm.
then we won't know, because Will is a great poker player. Okay. So he's holding it close to the vest.
Oh, yeah.
He told you no one will get eaten. Somebody might get
you'll
eaten.
Just have to come and see.
You will. So, it's a public reading. You have all your folks, you have your cast, you have your crew, everybody assembled.
Yes. We've got a lot of really wonderful folks from around town. You might recognize a few people if you come and see it.
How big is the cast?
It is... Oh, no. I've forgotten how many characters I wrote into my own show. No. It's there are 6 people in the cast.
Okay. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Is this the first time that you've written a musical or a play? Or is this just the first time that it's come to light? Or have you produced others?
So this is the... This was the earliest show that I wrote.
Okay.
I've written more since then.
Okay.
And this is the first time that I've had a full-length show, like, on a stage. I've done some, like, public virtual readings over Zoom.
Yeah.
But this is really kind of the first time that it's actually on stage in front of people.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's super exciting.
Yeah, this is really, really cool. March 21st, mark your calendar. And it's at Commerce Street Theater, which is 1022 Commerce Street in downtown Lynchburg. If you have not been to Commerce Street Theater, it's an absolutely beautiful theater. Black box style, very intimate, 90-some seats max. So get your tickets in advance. Can you get your tickets at Commerce Street Theater's website?
I'll have to check. I think right now it's just show up.
Okay.
We'll let you in at the door.
Nice.
But, yeah.
CommerceStreetTheater.org if you want to learn a little bit more. But this is fascinating. So I want to talk a little bit about your career. I want to talk a little bit about your background. How many shows have you been in? And whether it's acting or directing, or let's talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. I started doing theater when I was like 14. So that's been, at this point, almost 13 years.
Okay.
I don't remember how many shows I've been in. It's been quite a few.
Nice.
And that's been everything from community theater to regional professional theaters, you know, all over the place. I've been all around. Directing, I've co-directed or assistant directed a musical here and there. I've directed smaller projects. But yeah, so I mean, just kind of a I've done backstage, I've done props, I've done basically everything except for hair and makeup.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, let's get on that.
I know. Who, you know? I'm definitely the person you want to hire for makeup.
Mm-hmm. So what was one of your favorite shows, and what was one of your favorite roles?
It might be recency bias, but Man of La Mancha and getting to play Sancho. That show, I think it stuck with everybody who was in it, and hopefully everybody who watched it.
Yeah,
it was really special.
And I always ask this: what is a show that you haven't, or what is a role that you haven't done yet that you aspire to? Really, this would be like, you know, game changer, or you know, I don't want to say bucket list, but this would be like the role of the lifetime.
I think I've probably mentioned this on the show before, but it is Natasha Pierre in The Great Comet of 1812, and it would be to get to play Pierre.
Nice.
It was really cool. I got a chance to audition for it this past weekend over in Richmond. So who knows? We'll see. I might hit the bucket list.
You might
this year.
And there you go. Yeah. Pinnacle.
If not, if anybody wants to produce this show, let me know.
No, really, really cool. Well, we're looking forward to this and everything Commerce Street Theater's season has to offer. Mm-hmm. It's such a great space, and I've always said, as soon as I walked into that space, you know, years and years ago, more things need to happen here.
Yes.
And this is yet another example of that. This is fantastic. Well, Will, thank you so much for taking time today.
Yeah, thank you.
And then, so what's the next project after this? What are you, I don't want to diminish or take away from the call to action here, but, so what else is up your sleeve?
Well, you know, we'll have some feedback from this reading, and we'll kind of gauge interest, and then the next step will be doing a full concert of it with hopefully like a live band and everybody singing and all that. And then the plan is to do a full staged production of it in the fall.
Very cool.
Got a couple other smaller things. I'm working with some friends on like a 10-minute play festival sometime this year.
Nice.
Right now it's like, there are no stupid ideas. It's just how much can I kind of do things by myself.
Oh,
so
So
we've got a few things that I'll try to get announced as they come up. But yeah.
Okay. This is coming up March 21st, Lost in Flames, an indie folk musical about love, loss, ghosts, and not getting eaten in the woods.
Yes.
Or not. Maybe. You never know. But you have to come to it to find out. It's a Commerce Street Theater coming up March 21st. Will, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
It is The Mike Show. And I have to mention this. We haven't had a sponsor of this segment for so long, but now we do. The Mark W. Forman Foundation for the Performing Arts is a great, great organization that awards theater groups. It is the director's grant. It's a $1,000 grant for local theater, and it can be used for, you know, whether you just want to up your game as far as costumes go, technical, whatever, just not paying the rent or the light bill. So it's to enhance your production, and you can learn more about the director's grant by going to the Mark W. Forman Foundation's website, markwformanfoundation.org. That's not long enough. And there is a really, really cool calendar that highlights all of our local theater, and plus upcoming auditions, educational performance calendar. So here it is. I'm going to display it on the screen, and if you're listening, just go to markwformanfoundation.org and click on the theater calendar of events, and it has every local theater right in one place, and it tells you when auditions are, it tells you when performances are. Mm-hmm. It's a one-stop shop. You don't have to pay anything for it. So if you're part of a theater company and you're not part of this this website, get part of this website, Mark W. Forman Foundation. Mark was instrumental in bringing back Theatre Thursday to this show and to our platform. We started it years ago, but it was not what it is today. open up to every single theater. Mm-hmm. We had a couple partner companies that helped fund it, but when Mark came on board three years ago, Mark said, "Well, I want to open it up to everybody, and you know, let's find a sponsor, and I'll sponsor it, and let's find a sponsor that will be completely independent of all the theater companies, and we're going to talk about everybody, and we're going to invite everybody in, and I love the concept. It was fantastic." And his legacy lives on with the Mark W. Foreman Foundation, great sponsor of Theatre Thursday. So, Will, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
Four.
Three.
Four.
Oh, hi. Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. So, this looks promising. I may take them up on this. There's a new job opportunity in Scotland. They're looking for a full-time Nessie hunter for the Loch Ness Monster. I said the Loch Ness Monster. Yeah. Do you have what it takes? Can you imagine what that job would be like? Or what kind of a reality show it would be on, huh?
We now take you to Scotland and an update on the Loch Ness Monster, full-time Nessie hunter.
Day 426.
Nothing.
Nope. Still nothing.
And that's your update on the Loch Ness Monster full-time Nessie hunter.
Yeah, it is. Let's go to viral videos. It is not clear where this happened, but a bunch of people at a restaurant were singing to a little girl who appears to be having her second birthday. Halfway through it, she flipped them all off with her tiny little hand. her dad gets cut off at the end, but you can hear him tell her to keep her middle finger down. Here, listen. let's see. Here's another man. Here's a mom in Jacksonville. She posted this. A couple videos of frozen chicken nuggets from Walmart. Their Great Value brand are trending because they were all empty. There's no chicken in there whatsoever. I could see if it was eggs, you know, because anyway, but they're just breading.
What a delicious task that is. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the mom in Jacksonville posted cutting through many. None of them had chicken. There's another man who pulls many apart to show that there's just nothing inside.
Walmart, y'all dead wrong. Look at this. Y'all forgot to put the meat in the nuggets, Walmart. None of them got meat on them. Count your days, Walmart. Count your days.
Okay, all right.
You supposed to be nuggets.
Mm-hmm. Walmart released a statement this week saying they're working closely with their suppliers to resolve the issue. Skip that. We're going to have that one during Stupid Criminals. Skip that one. Do you remember in the Hangover movie? I don't know which one it was, if it was number two or three. The one where Alan buys a giraffe.
People were freaked out when they saw a giraffe in the back of a pickup truck in Detroit. Turns out the animal was real, but not alive. It was a taxidermied giraffe. It was being driven around by a taxidermist and big game hunter Nathan Szymanski. Here he is talking about the giraffe.
I mean, really, I've probably mounted something from about every continent on Earth by now.
In Africa, any meat that is harvested is utilized. There is zero meat that is wasted.
Giraffe?
Yes, 100%. Some people may find it, you know, strange or different or whatever. To me, it's art. When we receive it, it's no different than leather. It's just leather with hair on it. We love animals. I know it's a counterintuitive argument, and a lot of people don't understand, but I promise you, we love animals.
Yeah, they're delicious, aren't they? Who would shoot a giraffe? Come on. Anyway, the makers of Crystal Light have announced an upcoming alcoholic version. Oh, they'll hit the select stores soon. Take three. Good God. They'll hit select stores soon. Say that three times fast. With a larger rollout over the next year. Here's a clip from Only Murderers in the Building to help with the announcement.
Why don't I make you one of my signature cocktails? I think you are going to like. This is mostly entirely vodka and Crystal Light. You know, I call it a Sweaty Betty. Named it after my dear friend, also named Betty, who also happens to sweat like a pig.
Okay. Let's see. Well, not to be outdone by the Walmart. Last year, Taco Bell released their crispy chicken nuggets. Just to take them off the menu a month later. Well, now they're back. Here's their original commercial for the nuggets when they were first released.
So these are Taco Bell's new crispy chicken nuggets. What are we thinking? Anyone?
Juicy. I really like it.
Yeah, abomination. Oh! I laughed because I thought it was a joke.
Don't be a nugget of Nelly. Everyone loves Taco Bell's new crispy chicken nuggets. Mm-hmm. Even the person we paid not to.
Yeah.
Hey,
at least they still have chicken in them. Am I right, Walmart? All right. I don't want to do that one. Should we do this? From the people who brought us the horror film Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, comes Bambi, The Reckoning. Yeah. So if you recall, the trademark or copyright for Winnie the Pooh ran out. And it's free game. What do they call it? Public domain now. And it's free game for people to create new Winnie the Pooh movies or books or whatever. So these people came out with Blood and Honey, which was a horror film. Now they're coming out with Bambi the Reckoning, which is they add this one to what they're calling their Pooniverse. So here is part of the trailer.
We're visiting his dad's family.
The plan is to draw it out of the shadows.
You're bringing it here.
It's perfectly safe.
Happy.
Uh-huh. Never heard a deer roar before. Anyway, let's do this. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. Ted Alexandro. Now on his experience at Mardi Gras.
I'm still enjoying the single life. Went down to Mardi Gras a couple of years ago. That was fun. I went with a buddy of mine. Crazy, yeah. I went with a buddy who, he was another comedian. There was some girls up in a balcony. A chant goes up, show your I joined the chant because I support the cause. The girls show them, we throw up some beads. I figure that's the end of the transaction. Turns out they reciprocate with a chant of their own. We want What do you do? Turns out I had some on me. Unfasten, unbutton, unzip. Beads showering down on me. Best moment of my entire life. Cut short, handcuffed, thrown against the wall. My friend runs off, but manages to get a picture before he does. I don't know a lot about prison, but I do know handcuffed with your pants down, covered in beads, is not a good way to arrive.
No. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Extra beads. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in .news, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. All right, a 32-year-old man in Texas named Jathan Gilder attempted to steal $1.3 million worth of diamond jewelry from Tiffany & Company in Orlando last month. On his way out, he got into a scuffle with employees, dropped a ring, but he did get away with two sets of diamond earrings worth $610,000 and $160,000. He jumped into his SUV and tried to drive all the way back to Texas, but the police tracked him down a few hours later. But before they took him into custody, Jathan swallowed the two sets of earrings.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah. All right. That didn't fool anybody. Just made things messier for police who scanned his body, saw the foreign objects, and notified him they'd have to be collected after passing through his system. I mean, after passing through his system.
In the buttock, so.
Yep. he even asked jail staff, quote, "Am I going to be charged with what's in my stomach?" Yes, dude, you will. And then, good Lord. Some guy turned to Reddit for advice after he drank too much at a family barbecue, fell asleep in a hammock. His brother-in-law filled his belly button with super glue. Now, that landed him in the ER. They had to use a solvent and ointment to remove the glue. He ended up with a medical bill for $2,253. It happened several months ago, and his brother-in-law refuses to pay it. So he took him to small claims court, and he won, but he still hasn't paid. The guy asked Reddit for advice because it's caused a big riff in his family. His wife's side thinks he's overreacted and shouldn't have gone to the hospital in the first place. They said even his wife is barely on his side. His brother-in-law is going through a divorce and is between jobs, so he added between in quotes, so the guy hasn't worked in a while. The mother-in-law offered to pay,
but she's on a fixed income, so he hasn't taken her up on it. What should he do? A few of the top answers in the comments included garnish the guy's wages, prank him back, or just go to Judge Judy. And then, do we have anything in here? Skip that. Okay. A Missouri man was arrested for attempting to have adult relations with a train seat.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
For around 10 minutes.
Nice beaver.
Yeah. Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Making matters worse, this wasn't the first time he was caught doing it. Here is Kevin Scott, the general manager of security, talking about what had happened.
The first thing we do is we start pulling video. So in this particular case, we were able to provide very detailed, very descriptive video. This individual is on that exclusionary list. And as a result of this act, on the 13th of February, we'll be banned. We'll receive a lifetime ban as well.
Oh, wait a minute. Why did it do that? I had it queued up. It was perfect. Anyway. All right. Man, oh, man. Good Lord. People. There's good news in the world. We like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A basketball player named Bailey Singman Daniel, who was born with only one arm, became the first female player with one arm to make a basket in a Division III game. Here she is talking about the exciting experience.
It is not very common to see somebody with one arm playing basketball. I think there's probably about two or three of us in the collegiate level. From what I believe and from other people have told me, I am the first Division III women's collegiate basketball player to make a basket in a game. The first time when I shot the ball and it went in, it was an immediate feeling of relief because I was very happy that the shot went in.
All right. And that's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. They have their United Way 5K on the runway coming up. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. All right, well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. It'll be the finally Friday edition. Have a great day, everybody.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?